You're listening to Vatican Radio. My name's Philip Andrews, and I'm here today with Noah Hoole, a pilgrim from the United States of America. Welcome, Noah. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
I am from Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm a pilgrim coming to Rome for the first time. I just currently got accepted to college, and I'm in my last year of high school right now.
And what will you be studying in college, Noah?
Business and technology.
And so that's Southern New Hampshire University?
Correct.
Excellent. So how would you describe this, your first visit to Rome?
Amazing. I've only been here a few days, and I've already seen beyond what I could have even imagined. I see it in pictures of history books, but nothing lives up to
actually seeing it.
Yeah.
So is it the size? Is it the antiquity, the age of the monuments?
It's everything. You can't get a spectrum of how big it actually is and how much time and effort it actually took to build these intense monuments.
Absolutely. And you said to me earlier about the dimensions of St. Peter's Basilica. You've seen that in books, and you knew it was a big church. But how has that struck you?
I have a smaller parish at St. Pius in Manchester, but you could fit 10 to 20 St. Pius's and St. Peter's and still have enough room. You have to see it for yourself.
Now, of course, one of the features at St. Peter's is the Holy Door. Have you been through the Holy Door yet?
Yes, I have. The first time you walk in, it just takes your breath away. I don't even know what to say.
So, as I say, this is your first visit to Rome. Mm-hmm. But, of course, this is the Jubilee year, and you're here not only as a tourist, but also as a pilgrim. How has that affected your visit to Rome as being different to, say, just coming to Rome as a tourist?
Well, it's allowed me to explore more of the faith, have more of a connection to God. It allows me to see the sites for more of what they are, just tourist attractions.
So rather than just works of art, you see the actual reason behind these great sculptures or these great paintings. Is there one particular work of art that stands out to you?
It's not a work of art, it's a tomb. The tomb of St. Peter.
Right, yes.
I didn't expect anything when I went. When I went down there, I didn't expect to see all the graves under.
Of all the popes,
yes.
Down in the grotto. But also to be so close to St. Peter, the St. Peter we read about in the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, and to actually be so close.
Yeah, and the obelisk itself is bigger than I honestly thought.
Which, of course, would have been one of the last things St. Peter saw before his martyrdom.
And to move that, they had to move that to the square. It's almost half a football field long.
So you've been very impressed by Rome. You were commenting earlier about how Rome itself is a museum, but also how much of it is underground. What did you mean by that?
Well, I just saw the monuments on top, and it was brought to my attention that there are so many ruins and from ancient Rome that are still being uncovered. They still haven't found everything. And there's just so much that there could be another half of Rome just sitting under our feet.
Indeed, such as the sewers or Nero's Golden House and such places. So, what do you think of the Italian food and culture? Is it very different to the United States?
Oh, yes, very much different. The food, it's a lot fresher, I've noticed that, and Italians definitely know how to eat. The food's absolutely scrumptious. I have had some of the best meals of my life here. And my favorite, I have to say, is a steak with pepper sauce.
Right.
There's nothing quite like that in the States.
That's wonderful. So how do you find the pace of life in Italy?
Oh, it's a lot more slowed down, and you take your time with things. Dinner, usually in the U.S., it's usually between 5 and 7 p.m. You eat for an hour, and then you continue on with your night. But dinner here starts around 7:30, lasts a few hours. The atmosphere is amazing, and the service, I just couldn't be more grateful to have witnessed everything so far.
So you're going to take a little bit of this Italian culture and lifestyle back home with you?
Oh, I sure hope so, yeah. The Italian restaurants need to learn a thing or two from here.
So the Italian restaurants in the United States, you mean?
Yes.
So your home back in the United States would be a little enclave of European gracious living. Fantastic. So talking about going back to the United States, having experienced being a pilgrim here in Rome, as well as enjoying Rome for its other delights, how will that affect your faith as you go back to New Hampshire and you prepare to become an undergraduate at Southern New Hampshire University?
Oh, it'll be tough to transition back. Being here is just it's a different culture.
Has it strengthened your faith though, this visit?
Oh yes, very much so. There's nothing like this in the States. Nothing.
And so you'll be planning your next visit, God willing.
Oh yes, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, Noah Hall, thank you so much for talking to Vatican Radio today about your visit to Rome as both a tourist and also a pilgrim. I wish you all the best for the remainder of your time in Rome and look forward to hearing about your progress when you return to the United States and pursue your academic discipline in business and technology.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Noah. For Vatican Radio, I'm Philip Andrews. Laudetur Jesus Christus.